Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be ye joyous. It's a great day. God's going to take care of everything in your life and in my life, obviously. Again, I'm thankful for the people that we work with. I constantly pray for them. And hopefully you have that support system in your life, your family, your friends. But ultimately, you have God, and you can lean on God, and you can go to God in any and every situation. He's there for you. You've been translated or set in the kingdom of His dear Son, which is the Son of His love. You have been almost like transported into that kingdom. You're part of that kingdom. You're a son of God. You have the benefits of being a son of God. You have the freedom to go where one wants. Anything that's going on in your life, you can overcome because you have God Almighty behind you. If you go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." You got to humble yourself before God. And humbling yourself is reading the word, doing what it says, believing what it says, being obedient to it. You know, there's so many places in here that will teach you to change your mind, especially if you read like Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. I mean, ever since, better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire by what's pursued thereby. If you're a person who's a dreamer, bring it back. It's by what is seen thereby. It's those types of verses that will mold you into a believer, someone who follows and is humbled by God. Do you go to God in every situation? Verse 6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time." He's going to bring you up in His time. There's a time and a place for everything. I think it's Ecclesiastes 3. There's a season to be born, a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time for this and a time for that. A time for this and a time. There's a time in God's eyes, and it's on His time. It's always on God's time, and you got to remember that going through life. You keep praying, you keep believing, but God's timing is perfect. Verse 7, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." You got to believe what God says about you. He cares for you. You're perfect right now. He loves you, but you're also to cast your cares upon Him. Those are those desires. I mean, that's why I just love, like, declare your prayers. It's not a quiet, mousy type of thing. You get out there and you cast them on God. Do you have a problem? Do you go to God? And for you parents, are you teaching your children to go to God? If they fall and scrape their knee, do you sit down and pray with them? If they have something going on with school, maybe a test or something that they're worried about, do you sit down and pray with them? Are you teaching them to daily go to God with everything that's going on in their life? If you have a big job today, if you have a big meeting, if you got to sell something, if you got to go to the bank for some purpose, whatever it is, you go to God, you cast your cares upon Him. For He cares for you, and He knows every hair on your head. If you jump over to verse 10, well, actually, you know, if you go to verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." The adversary is walking around looking for people that are weak, that he can devour them, but steadfastly resist him through believing what God says, through the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Everybody's going through this stuff. It's not just you. You're not singled out. Everybody's going through it, and God cares for each and every one of His believers. And that's why it's beautiful to fellowship and to be around believers and to be around like-minded people. Because they'll be standing on God's word And it's a lot easier to remember to pray and to remember the things like, who is your sufficiency? God's your sufficiency. Don't go there. You know, capture your thoughts, bring them to Christ. That's why you're around believers in your fellowship. Finally, verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. That's what God's going to do for you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to make you perfect. He's going to establish you, and he is going to settle you. Tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will never cause shame. You will never be ashamed when you walk with God, period. Cast your cares upon God, lean on him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He will direct your path. Have a beautiful day today. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hear the singers cry, smell the sea and feel the sky.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything that you do for us for each and every moment of every day. I pray for the person that we let go of yesterday, that you just take care of them and that you bless them, and that whatever needs to happen, that you find the best thing for them. I thank you again for each and every moment that you give us and how you take care of us. And I thank you for just constantly being there. I'm so very thankful for your word and for those who teach it, how much of a blessing it is. And again, I just continually ask that you settle me in it, and I thank you for my family and the people you've put in my life. I thank you for your son. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.